SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We can all relate to experiencing disappointment and the feeling, the pain that ultimately reverberates from that. And we set these expectations high, but the reality is they rarely live up to that, right? We're talking to Lisa Turker. She's a renowned author and president of Proverbs 31 Ministries, and she's joining us on SOS Radio today. How are you, Lisa?
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I've always heard that saying, life's 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. And we all face those things in our life that we didn't plan for. And a lot of the times they always occur in the most inopportune times.
That's right. You know, sometimes we wake up and our life just does not look anything like we expected in that moment. And for me, I hit a very, very low time in my life where honestly, God's timing seemed questionable, his lack of intervention hurtful, and his promises doubtful. And I was having overwhelming feelings of just sadness in the midst of trying to hold on to having faith. And it was a very, very complicated situation for me.
I know. It's not supposed to be that way. That's how we feel when life isn't moving in the direction we plan, right?
That's right. I think we all hit those moments. I mean, anytime we have an expectation and then we have an experience that doesn't live up to that expectation, the distance between those two is the fertile ground where disappointment grows. And in my case, it was all of a sudden finding out that my husband was unfaithful. In the midst of that, having a life-threatening surgery, and then right behind that, discovering that I had breast cancer, it really did seem to me that I wasn't sure if I was going to survive. I mean, it was sorrow upon sorrow, heartbreak upon heartbreak, and it seemed all incredibly disillusioning.
We're talking to Lisa Turkers today about her new book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. And you know, when we feel like we're just so stressed, we're so overwhelmed, there's so many things going on in our life, it's like we don't even know where to start in crawling out of that pit. What have you learned, Lisa? Where is the starting point?
Well, I'll give you a story about one of my experiences that taught me probably one of the most powerful lessons in this whole situation. I was admitted to the hospital because I was in excruciating pain, and the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong with me. And I laid in my hospital bed in so much pain with the doctors kind of scratching their heads Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday morning, a different surgeon came in my room and said he'd heard about my case. He ran one last test. He finally figured out what was happening to me, and he had to rush me into emergency surgery to save my life. And I remember as he was wheeling me into surgery, just before I gave way to the anesthesia, the surgeon said to me, Lisa, I know you've been questioning why God wouldn't answer your prayer to take away your pain, but I just want you to know, if God had answered that prayer, we would have discharged you from the hospital. You would have gone home. We would have thought you were okay. But in the end, you would have passed away in your sleep. And so it was quite a gift that God left the pain so that the pain actually is what helped save your life. And I remember thinking, isn't that astounding? Whether we're going through physical pain or emotional pain, we all have those situations where we begged God to fix it, to edit it, to change it. And I learned in those moments that God loves us too much to answer our prayer at any other time than the right time, and in any other way than the right way.
It's funny how God's timing is always perfect, but he just wears a different sort of watch than we do, huh?
Yeah, and he sees more than we see. I mean, I think now that I'm 3 years through this journey, I can honestly say if I would have known what God knows, and if I could have seen what God sees, I would have seen that there was good that was going to come from this. But in the midst of our hurt, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our disillusioned circumstances, you know, we can't see everything. That's why we have to trust the God who sees and knows. Here's the reality. We serve a good God, but we serve a good God who will allow hurt sometimes. But we serve a good God who allows hurt, who will take that hurt and use it for good every single time. It just may not be right now. That's where trust comes in.
It's not supposed to be that way. That's how we feel, and life isn't moving in the direction we plan. And we're talking with Lisa Turkhurst today on SWS Radio. That happens to be the title of her brand new book. And Lisa, for a lot of Christians, disappointment and trials really can have a devastating effect on our spiritual health. You know, it can kind of send us into this flurry of questions about the why. But a lot of times we focus on the who when we really want to get those answers. It's like we just start to think, like, is this payback for something I did wrong? Am I being punished? Is this just collateral damage from the people around me and their drama? But really, it's more about who is this God that I'm putting all these questions on rather than why.
That's right. And I so relate to every single statement you just said. I mean, I wrestled with all of those things. I especially wrestled with the why questions, you know, at 2 a.m. when I'm awake and I'm crying, I'm alone, and I'm afraid. I can't see how anything good is going to resolve itself anytime soon. There's no one to call at 2 a.m. You know, I certainly had those very dark nights where I wrestled and I couldn't understand. And honestly, that's why I wrote this book. And the unique thing about this message is, while you can't call a friend at 2 a.m., you can pick up this book and I will be right there. You will see the depth of my pain matches yours, even if our circumstances are different. And I wrote this book different than any of my other books. I decided to write this book in the middle of my pain. When I started writing this book, I didn't know how the story was going to unfold. I had no idea my husband and I were going to make it. I had no idea when I started writing this book that I was going to get diagnosed with breast cancer in the middle of it. But writing from that middle place allows my reader to see the depth of angst and pain that I walk through, to discover with me an unexpected strength that we don't even know is possible. And it's not that we learn to rally more of our own strength. It's that we learn together to rely on God's strength. And I think this book will be deeply comforting, whether it's you that's going through something hard or you have a friend and you want to give them something that will really help them. I think this is the message for that.
Lisa, what did you learn about forgiveness as you had to walk through all the heartbreak of the things that you really hoped you'd never have to deal with?
Well, forgiveness is something that I think most of us misunderstand. We know that the Bible tells us that we are to forgive. And so many of us walk through the work of forgiving someone else for the facts of what they've done to us. But what we have to understand is that there's two parts to forgiveness. There's forgiving someone for the facts of what they did, but then there's also a longer process, and that is forgiving them for the impact that their actions had on you. And that impact can be felt years later. Have you ever had a situation where it's like, oh man, I've forgiven that person, but now all of a sudden some part of that situation is hurting me all over again? Well, that's what I'm talking about. There's what they did, but then there's the impact that had on you. And that kind of forgiveness is not just a one-time act. It's an attitude that we must bring to that relationship, recognizing we may have to continue to forgive for newly discovered trauma that comes into our life because of what was initially done to us. We may have to forgive over and over and over, and that's okay. It's good, it's normal, and it is a process.
We're talking about learning to trust again with New York Times bestselling author Lisa Turkhurst on SWS Radio. The Christmas season can be an isolating time for a lot of people that just feel lonely or feel like someone's broken their trust. And for friends, we want to feel sympathetic towards them. We want to encourage them, but they're hurting so bad they don't even know which ends up. And we feel powerless as their friends. I mean, when we're on the outside looking in, what's the best way to start a conversation that might actually be helpful for our friends?
Well, I think one thing, don't fall into the trap of feeling like you have to have the exact right thing to say. The Bible tells us, weep with those who weep. Mourn with those who mourn. Rejoice with those who rejoice. You know, don't feel the pressure that you have to explain this on behalf of God. God doesn't want to be explained away. He just wants to be invited in. So sit with your friend. Ask your friend, what is something practical you could do for them today? And just lay your hand on them. Don't try to explain why this happened or what God's going to do with it. Just say, I don't know all the answers, but I do know the God that we serve. And God is good. God is good to you, and God is good at being God. And I will stay with you while we walk this hard thing out together.
We're talking to author Lisa Turkhurst today on SWS Radio. Lisa, when a spouse breaks our trust, what's the best way to discern, you know, what their heart truly is when you're pursuing reconciliation? Because a lot of times we feel like, I can't even trust my own heart in this situation, and I want to trust the other person to rebuild that. What have you learned?
Well, I've learned that trust is built time plus believable behavior. This isn't going to be a short journey. It's going to take some time. And, you know, the believable behavior that you need to look for is humility, repentance, and just a genuine admission of owning what they've done. And at the same time, while they're working on their side of the street, you know, I have to work on my side of the street too. The best thing my counselor ever said to me was, Lisa, no part of this is your fault, but it is a beautiful time for you to examine your heart and discover what you can do to become a better person in the process of this. And sometimes when you walk through pain, it allows you to unearth some of the parts of our heart that maybe lie dormant that are hurting us. Let them work on their side of the street. You work on your side of the street and get wise counselors, Christian counselors involved, and pastoral leaders and friends that you know are praying more words for you than they speak about you or to you. Get them involved and ask them to help you discern the right time to start working together. But remember, trust is a process. It is the emotional oxygen of any relationship. It's crucial. And to be rebuilt, it will take time and it will take believable behavior.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.